Okay, my name's Chris Hines, and I'm working with Surf Action. I'm a voluntary director, and Surf Action has engaged with Convergence. The first thing we did when we got going was to go and see Carlene Kellerman and say, can you help? And she directed me to Carolyn Webster at Job Centre Plus, and we've had some money, some core seed funding that helped us get up and running to work with veterans, war veterans who've got PTSD and missing limbs in certain situations, but also we're working with people in the 50 plus sector as well, and we're running regular surf clinics now. That money has allowed us to have time, a bit of employed staff, and those employed staff have now won £50,000 through the People's Millions and the lottery, and we're registered as a charity. So, you know, without Convergence, without that little introduction from Carlene, who knows everybody, into Carolyn, and then that bit of core seed funding, we wouldn't be where we are today, helping a lot of people.
Okay, so if you were going to be talking to people about extolling the benefits of Convergence for the future, because we're talking about legacies, really, aren't we?
We are. We're talking about, you can't solve everything with just giving money, just giving funding. But what, you know, targeted little bits of funding help people start and help build that network and that change of the way we think about things. And, you know, there's lots of people out there with the urge to go. And what Convergence does is to help kickstart that and to help put that network in place and introduce you to a network of people such as those here today.
A lot of people look at Cornwall rather enviously because we have all this funding, and they say, well, perhaps Cornwall's got an unfair advantage over the rest of the UK. Is that fair?
I don't think that Cornwall's got an unfair advantage. If you go round to, you know, lots of areas in Cornwall and you scratch the surface, then you'll find the reason that we've got this money. It's because whilst in some of the, you know, the honeypots, everything's hunky-dory. Even if you go round the back of those honeypots and go to the, you know, the more deprived areas where people are really struggling still, and then you bring in house prices and stuff like that, no, it's not unfair that we've got it. And there's two things there. One, we've got it and we need it. And two, we're spending the money very well.
Okay, so let's bring this down to a personal level. Is there a story you can recount about someone, an individual's life, who has particularly been touched by Convergence?
The main man who runs Surf Action, who is his full-time job now, is a gentleman called Rich Emerson. He'll be on the film this afternoon. And he basically has suffered from PTSD, having served for our country in the Gulf War. He found his solace through going surfing. And he now has a full-time job, and he is taking lots and lots of other people into the water, into the beach environment, and giving them that little bit of pressure off and a new way of looking at their life. So yes, it makes a huge difference.